We're here with Katrina Haikala, yes, at Makro Asilo. And Katrina, I wanted to ask you about the social meaning of your work.
Yes, so I started to work on this project, Social Portrait, 2017. Yes. And it started from a notion that if you look at the history of art, you can see that there's a lot of portrait has been painted and drawn, but they're mostly drawn of men. Mm-hmm. And this is because portraits are usually done of people who have influence, which means power and money. And as an intersectional feminist, I started to think like how I could mm-hmm. balance this imbalance, this unbalance of the canon of art. And I started to think like maybe I just start drawing portraits of women, or actually people who identify themselves as women. And then I started to do this, and then this was like the premise of my work. This was mm-hmm. my manifesto. But then when I started to work and I actually had these encounters and meetings with people, and I would be sitting with each of my model for 10 to 15 minutes, the feedback that I got was actually something that gave it a deeper meaning. Mm-hmm. And it was the fact that so many women said that they have never been looked at this long ever before in their lives. And I would have women who are aged 60 or 70, and they say like, nobody ever looked me like this before. Mm-hmm. And this kind of like gave another dimension to my project, where I understood that this is also about like visibility in general in the society, which means that like each one of us really wants to be seen and heard. Mm-hmm. And this is an important feeling for each one of us, as feeling, you know, feeling that we are important and we're part of this society. Then of course that I've been traveling since 2017 in different countries, and I have met people on different cultures. It has like grown even deeper, or even like how I have had many other dimensions to it as well. For example, in Japan, what happened was that I had a lot of transgenders or gender fluid people participating in my project, and this was important for them because they actually always wanted to tell me that I am here because this is a performance. I was in Art Spiral Center in Tokyo, and I had a stage where I was drawing, and there was always an audience. So they said that I wanted to come here so that people can't deny my existence. They have to see me, that I am also part of this society, mm-hmm. that I exist even though I do not conform to the idea of normal, mm-hmm. or being, you know, this dichotomy of gender, meaning man or a woman. Mm-hmm. And this was something that gave me also a lot to think about, meaning I was thinking about the idea of being really seen and what does mm-hmm. it mean in the context of society.
Yeah. Do you think that it's because of your cultural background that in Finland art is meant to be more social than in other countries? Do you think that there is this tendency? Or
what I can say that, of course, like my background as a Finnish woman mm-hmm. has a lot to do with my project, because Finland is quite equal. We have many things are quite well in Finland mm-hmm. if we think about parity and equality. But of course, there's a lot of work still to be done in there as well. But I can say that my background from being from Finland and being like an advocate for equality comes of course from my culture and my mm-hmm. background. Yes. For sure. This year my working has been funded by Finnish Cultural Foundation, which yes. is a private foundation, but it's very prestigious foundation mm-hmm. that funds artists' work. But it was not only for this project. I have also other projects that I'm working with, so they gave me like a working grant for mm-hmm. this year. So yes. I've been working on this also with their support.
Yeah, well, so you can concentrate on doing this project without thinking about selling this outcome of your work. So.
Yes. Now that I have done this in many, many places, in different museums, different galleries, somebody has asked me like, okay, does this cost anything for mm-hmm. me to come and model for me? I'm said that no, like this is not a project where the participant has to pay yes. to be part of this, because this is, sometimes I feel like I'm doing like customer service work. This sounds funny, but this really is so, that every time the model sits in front of me, the first thing I always want to say is that I really want to thank you that you're taking this time of your life. I mean, like you're actually coming. You might be coming from another part of the city. You know, it took you an hour to come there. Then you're queuing, waiting for your turn. And then you're sitting with me for 15 minutes. I really appreciate that, because mm-hmm. it's not like everybody would like to use their 2 or 3 hours of their day to participate in art. Mm-hmm. So it really means a lot to me. So that's also one thing why I always draw 2 portraits mm-hmm. of each model, because I also want to thank each mm-hmm. women who participate by saying like, hey, thank you, you can choose the other portrait for mm-hmm. yourself as a gift, as a thank you, saying mm-hmm. that I'm grateful that you gave me this time. Something that I would like to say is that in general in my work, because I work with different mediums, mm-hmm. I do not only work with performance or drawings, I do a lot of video and I do a lot of photography, but the ethos of my work is very feministic, and mm-hmm. I always try to find topics that are, of course, first important to me, mm-hmm. like, meaning that I find, maybe I see something in the society that bothers me deeply, that I feel like this should be discussed, or we should do something about this. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm not saying that with my work I can change the world, but I feel that this is my contribution mm-hmm. to that I didn't just stay silent and didn't do nothing. I tried mm-hmm. to do something. And this is the ethos of my work, and it always has been such for the past 12 years that I've worked as an independent artist. And it's really important to me that I have this level of purpose. Usually they are topics that concern women and mm-hmm. the issues that we have to deal with, whether it's our sexuality or our gender or body ideals yeah. or beauty. I have like done a lot of different projects around these topics. If we really want to change the world, we need to do it together. Yeah. So this is what I'm really happy if some men feel like, okay, I want to do something for women as well. That's great. But then it has to happen in a way that you need to be respectful and yes. mindful of the yes. people whose issues you're actually mm-hmm. talking about, or you're trying to convey something about, okay, about these women here. So it's really sensitive, and you need to be super smart, and you need to be very brilliant to do it right. So that you don't offend anybody.
Yes, and then I think it's important to talk about feminism that includes not only biological women too.
Yes, exactly. Yes, I mean, like, because feminism in general for me, because I'm an intersectional feminist, it means that whoever is, oppressed or yeah. out of the idea of normal, meaning it can be racialized people, it can be, for example, I've worked with people who have physical disabilities mm-hmm. who feel like they are outside of the idea of norm. So I feel like my intersectional feminism applies to a lot of other groups of people as well, not only women.
Yeah, but because maybe feminism is about this, it's about acceptance, yes. and of minorities and empathy too.
Yes, yeah. Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Thank you, you put it very well together.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.